FM News. From the Sky News Centre at 4, two people have been jailed for a minimum of 55 years after torturing and killing a teenage boy who they thought was a witch. Christy Bamu was murdered by his sister Magali and her partner Eric Bakubi in East London on Christmas Day 2010. Four areas of the UK are trialling a scheme to allow people to find out about a partner's history. The aim is to prevent domestic violence. This woman, who wants to be known only as Dia, was harassed by her partner, but the case collapsed. She doesn't think Claire's Law, named after a woman who was murdered by her ex-boyfriend, would have made a difference.
Police were fully aware of his history with other women. I wasn't the first person he had done this to. It was what he did. The police never gave me any information about this. They didn't warn me.
The Home Secretary is in Jordan discussing how radical cleric Abu Qatada could be sent back there without breaching his human rights. Previous attempts to deport him have failed following legal challenges. David Cameron has welcomed Tesco's plans to create 20,000 new jobs over the next 2 years. Britain's biggest retailer says the focus will be on giving opportunities to young unemployed people. The Prime Minister hopes more companies will follow the supermarket's lead.
We've got to offer young people different pathways as they come out of school. And it's quite interesting talking to some of the young people here today, some who've started work here at 16, but actually are going to go on and do foundation degrees and get to university via being a colleague at Tesco.
In football, while Rangers stars await news from the administrators on their futures, the Scottish Premier League has announced it'll investigate a series of payments to players by the club. The Scottish Football Association is already looking into the allegations. And Daniel Radcliffe has been nominated for a Best Actor Award for playing Harry Potter in the final film in the series. He's up against Daniel Craig, Ryan Gosling and Gary Oldman at this year's Empire Awards. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is also up for Best Film, alongside Drive and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
But what did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? I need to know.
Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and 30. Also, the traffic lights down at Brook Street at the Maskells Lane Junction, they're not working at the moment, so do approach with care. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm Roundabout. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and 30 in the roadworks area. Ongar Road is now busy moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction slowly. And in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navenden between the between the A127 Southend Arterial Road Junction and the Cranfield Park Road Junction. And in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town at the Army and Navy, and this is also affecting the Baddow Road. More travel in half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Don't forget that very shortly I'm going to be talking to Jules Girls. They are sitting here as we speak, and we're going to be speaking about all things vintage, so make sure you stay tuned.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like having the voice come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries, cookouts for my child's birthday. I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. You can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
times out of nine. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Skillin' those homegirls that got assin' up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddle and ride this thing home out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my d*** all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing the same song. Let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh,
Phoenix FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years. Replay.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday, the 15th of March at 8 p.m, Bertie and Nutritional Value of Food, Diabetes UK Brentwood Voluntary Group are bringing this at Doddinghurst Road Community Church on the Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood. And this is a talk by Pauline Bird and Margaret Bardell from the Nutrition and Dietetics Service. If you need more details, you can call them on 012 7722 4299, or you can get all of those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now I'm pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Sue and Sarah from Vintage Homewares. Well, it's not from Vintage, it's from Jill's Girls, but we've got it described on the Phoenix website as Vintage Homewares. Is that the right way to describe it, ladies?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
We're Jill's Girls and we're a small business selling vintage homewares, that's right.
Wonderful. Now, tell me something. I just need to check that both of your microphones are working, so you're just going to have to say loudly and quite closely into them, hello.
Hello.
Yep, brilliant.
And hello.
Okay, lovely. So we like to introduce our guests to the microphones quite early on. It's strange how close you have to sit to a microphone, isn't it? Don't you think?
It is,
It's not
yes.
very nice, which is why I bring my own little, I call it my Muffy. You know, it's my little, I think they're called windshields is the proper name. Just because then I can get really close and I'm like, oh, it's okay, it's mine. I won't get any germs here. So, Jill's Girls, now I met you at the Brentwood Tweet Up, didn't I?
You did, yes.
And then it's just gone from there, really. And then I have seen you since at Busy Bee Mum's networking group as well. And that was really good learning even more about it as well. So, describe why you did what you did. You know, what made you start Jill's Girls? Why are you into vintage in the first place? You know, because I think that's a fair enough question. You know, how did it all begin?
Well, we both wanted to start a business together, and we do like things with a vintage style, and we think it's very on trend at the moment. A lot of people like the style of the 1940s, 50s. And this idea came up, and Sarah and I decided sort of to develop that idea a bit. We were left a small inheritance by our lovely mum, who's called Jill.
Oh.
And
oh, so yes.
Yeah,
and I think you might have told me that,
that's
and it's
right.
all coming back to me now.
She,
it's been a while.
That's right. She would have, you know, loved this idea. And on a very small budget, we decided to buy a few bits and see how they went down. And everybody absolutely loves, you know, the little bits and pieces that we do sell. So it's starting to work quite well for us.
I really like that history as well.
Do you?
You know, you got left a bit of inheritance.
Yes.
And you decided that you weren't going to, you know, do something like jet off on a lovely holiday or pay off a load of the mortgage.
No.
But it's kind of like you've started something called Jill's Girls.
That's right.
Almost in memory, would
yes.
that be right, of your mum in some ways?
I think so, but also I think the timing was right for us. I've got two children, and I must say hello to them. So hello, Harry and Olivia.
Your mum's on the radio.
And Susan as well, you know, the time was right for us. We found that we had free time. I think that's important to say about the business as well. And our opportunity was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so since you've... Sorry, quick question, only because I meet so many mums out there. Since you've been a mum, have you gone back to kind of full-time employment or not?
No, I gave up full-time, well, part-time employment. I was originally a nurse and, gave that up, really, only a couple of years ago. So that opportunity has arisen, and that's, you know, I've done enough housework now, and and my
cooked
young
enough dinners.
Exactly. My youngest daughter, she's 7, and this enables me to take her to school and pick her up from school, and in between times, as we'll explain later, we can do day parties, and it doesn't affect her. And my older boy is at senior school, so he can walk home. So the opportunities, the ride, I think a couple of years ago we may not have done it.
That's wonderful. Only because I meet a lot of new mums, and they're scared about going back to work. They don't want to go back to work because of the inflexibility of it and being far away. A lot of them work up in the city. So starting your own business might be just the right thing to do. And it clearly has been for you, because you're very much enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
What do you like best about the job? Not, I mean, you know, you've already said, you know, it's flexible, it fits in around family life. But what perhaps do you like about it that you didn't think you were, that you didn't think, I'm going to do it because I'm going to like this aspect of it? What are you really enjoying about it?
Well, for me, I think I like meeting a lot of lovely people that we come across at the same time as selling our wares. We've met some really smashing people at the different events that we do. And that for me is what the fun is.
It's like you're socialising, but you're working as well.
What woman doesn't like a bit of shopping and a bit of gossip and a bit of getting together at the same time? All those things are at the same time, and it's very pleasant.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, we come from a background of market. My dad was a market trader, we were saying only today, you know, we went to work with him at a very young age. I think it's probably not allowed anymore that you can go to work quite so young. But we were in our teens and worked with him at the weekends. And through him, really, and I think our experiences, we can have a bit of banter with people. We're not hard sellers, but I think we can, if we, you know, see an opportunity, we can talk about the thing that we're selling, you know, and we like what we sell. It's not we're
Give
selling
some,
things.
Give some examples of what you sell then.
Yeah,
well, where do we start? I mean, we've got, at the moment, with the Jubilee...
You don't have to say them all, don't worry.
No, the Jubilee
That'd
coming
be mean
up,
of me.
We're sort of selling lovely vintage bunting and cushions that with a Union Jack theme to them, which are very pretty, and you would like to have them in your home. There's some pretty Cash Kitson type bunting as well, and you know, it's very very attractive, isn't it? When the stall is set up, most people, it puts a big smile on their face. They say, oh, I love these things. We've got vintage toys as well for the children. There's old-fashioned skipping ropes, and one lady was telling me only the other day that the skipping rope was really suitable for her little granddaughter, because she'd bought a modern one, but it was made of like a nylon and was hurting her little granddaughter's legs, and this one was a traditional lightweight rope. And she bought that and was like really thrilled with it, and little knitting Nancy's, everybody's saying, oh, I remember these when I was a little girl, and buying them for their children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, anybody, you know, and they're really enjoying the fact there's a little bit of tradition in what we sell.
Yeah.
And it's quite British themed. We've got the old bingo sets, but they've got proper little wooden counters, and you know, there's nothing automated about this. This is about families getting together and having a proper game of bingo.
That's really nice, especially when so many people are stuck in front of screens all the time.
That's right.
All throughout the day, and it's not very good for sleeping as well. I know that one for sure. You should always turn off the screen way before you go to bed, because even if you are one of those people that can just turn on off the telly and start sleeping straight away, your sleep quality is not going to be the same at all, I have to say. And I think that we need to kind of take a step back in some ways, and especially in our leisure time ways, because you know, if we're stuck in front of a computer all day at work in our leisure time, and that's the time that we really want to get away from the screens, isn't it?
Definitely.
So now, can people buy We're going to talk about parties, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the parties and the setup after a song. But can people buy these lovely products that you've just been mentioning? Can they buy those directly from you?
They can, yes.
But, I mean, you know, do they have to have a party?
Not really.
Or perhaps perhaps there's men out there and they might want to buy for their partner or whatever, and they don't really. Although I think it's quite a good idea that maybe men did have a party, and then they might actually learn what women do like to receive as gifts. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that aside,
yes,
you know,
if there's any men out there and you want to be our first party host, then we'd really, really like to hear
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Mm.
You know, that's what.
Why not?
You know, stop wasting your time watching the football with all of your mates. Have a party, have a vintage party with Jules Girls, and then you'll actually learn how to put a smile on the other half's face. Because I know from experience just of people I know of just being so, they'll be like, you're never going to guess what he bought me. Chocolates and flowers. Oh, women don't want chocolates and flowers. That's not what we want. That means we didn't think. That means I didn't even think about this present. So I've just popped to the garage. Yeah, so they can buy directly from you, though, even if they're going to shy away from the parties.
Yep, they can. I sell quite a few bits on the hop in the playgrounds, etc. We can also order through our Facebook site. You can approach us about things. We go to events as well.
What are your in case anyone has to dash back to work or whatever? What are your contact details?
Right, our Facebook page is obviously facebook.com/Jill's Girls. We also Twitter, again, Jill's Girls. And we have an email as well. We don't actually have a website, although we are a shop on vintagevictory.com.
Oh,
you
right,
can
okay.
actually search for Jill's Girls, although it doesn't have our whole range on there. And our email address is Jill's Girls. Can I just tell you, Jill is with a G. GILLS girls@yahoo.co.uk.
And I'm just posting a link to your Facebook page on the Phoenix FM Facebook page as well. So any listeners or likers of Phoenix FM on Facebook will be able to find you now. Anyway, I'm going to play Blue Cantrell, and then we're going to be speaking about the parties themselves. So make sure you stay tuned so that you can hear about how much fun they are.
You're old.
Skidmark's Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle. Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm still joined by Sue and Sarah from Jill's Girls. We've been talking about the fantastic vintage parties and the vintage products they have, and why Jill's Girls started and why it's called Jill's Girls, because their names are clearly not Jill, it's Sarah and Sue. So we've heard all of that, but what I wanted to ask you now was about these parties, right? So let's say I want a party. Is there a maximum of people I can invite? Is there a minimum? Does it matter how many guests? No?
And it's purely up to the person who has the party, you know, what they're comfortable with. We're happy to go along with whatever. But I suppose if you're going to have a large gathering, it would be nice to be know that that's sort of what you're going to be catering for.
Yeah.
But we've had parties where we've had two or three people.
Yeah.
And we've had parties where there've been 20 odd people.
Cool.
So it doesn't matter at all, and it doesn't matter to us, you know.
Now,
whatever.
What sort of time of day can people have their parties? Because you spoke about daytime parties, didn't you?
Yep.
And that's quite useful, because not everyone wants parties, you know, in the evening. Well, not everyone can have parties in the evening very easily. Perhaps they've got children at home or whatnot.
That's
so
right.
It does make things a little bit less. Lots of people are out of the house during the day, aren't they? So then, you know, you've got the whole house to roam around.
That's right.
So what sort of times have people been booking their daytime parties?
Well, I guess the time that the guests would arrive might be, say, from 11 till 1 or 2. Depending on what the hostess really wants. Sometimes we've been asked to start earlier, and we don't mind that. You know, we tend to just go with the flow, but trying to keep it within Sarah's children's school times as well, so that we can sort
I can
of
imagine
lots
of people choose to cater it in the form of sort of cream cakes and stuff.
Yes.
And then you can carry the whole vintage feel over
You're
to
right,
that
yes.
side of things as well. And if it's during the day, well, that just works perfectly because wine, you know, I mean, you can have wine, but then, you know, you can do the whole cream tea because that's really in at the moment, you know, going for your scones and whatnot. Do some of your, do some people that book parties with you, do they bake and everything? Do you get offered some of the cake?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that must be wonderful.
Not good for the waistline, but it's lovely, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
A lot of ladies.
Perks of the job.
Absolutely.
You have to accept.
We've met some lovely bakers, haven't we, Sarah? You know,
yeah, we have, and we sell for 2 hours, Gabby. We set up probably an hour before the party starts, and then the invites. We do personal invites as well.
Oh, you sort out the invites.
We sort the invites. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so that's
wonderful.
Got the contact details, parking. If there's restrictions, because as we know, around Brentwood or whatever, Romford, there are restrictions. So we put that in the invite.
Do you post the invites yourself or not? Do
the
they
host,
go back?
The host delivers them.
Okay.
But we will give her an invite
you'll
so she doesn't have to worry
the
about
invites.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you'll give her the invites for everyone.
That's
going
right.
to the party.
That's right.
So she hasn't even got to write her invitations?
No, not at all. Nothing. She doesn't have a line that she has to fill out or anything. We will personalise that for her, so she's got those to give out. So we set up the sellings for 2 hours, and then we pack up and go. And then some ladies, if it's an evening party, have obviously continue their drinking and nibbles or whatever, and we leave them to it. And in the day, then it does tend to take 2 hours. People have probably done all their shopping within that time, and they go home, and, you know, usually it all works extremely well and everybody's happy. And we also have done our day's work, if you like, in the morning or an afternoon. some days we did actually have morning and evening parties, so we would pack up the car and go to the next one, which was a lot of fun, wasn't it,
Steph? Yeah, it was, Ros. Yeah.
Although you say in half a day, but then really think about all of the paperwork that goes alongside it.
Oh, it's a lot of preparation. You know,
Preparation. You know, it's nice because you're out at work less of the time and you can do more at home, which is, it's kind of quite nice working partly from home. Because as you say, if the kids are around, it's no problem because you're there to look after them. But it doesn't mean that you can't be, you know, sitting at the computer, I'm sorry to say, at the same time. Speaking of screens, you do eventually have to get back to it. Is there anything else that, you know, that you wanted to say that I perhaps wouldn't have had the knowledge to ask?
One thing we do like to do at our parties, because we do other events as well, but the home parties, last year we ran a raffle at every party we undertook, and we raised money for the Alzheimer's Society. And in the short time that we were doing it, we raised about £140.
Oh, well done.
That we sent off to the Alzheimer's. Our mum had dementia, so that was close to our hearts.
I was
going to
say, is that what it... Yeah.
Yeah, and we want to carry on that theme at our home parties. And for this season, we're going to do... Well, we're going to raise money for Help the Hero, for Heroes. So, you know, that's what we'll be asking people if they'd like to take part in. It's, you know, if
there
they
you
want
go.
To.
Even small businesses do their bit for charity.
Definitely.
As well.
Because yeah, and it's something we really like doing as well. It's,
of course.
Feels good, yeah.
Okay, in case anyone's recently tuned in, they didn't get your contact details in the first part, could you just leave the contact details again, please?
Yeah.
Certainly. We can be contacted on Facebook, obviously facebook.com/JillsGirls. That does get updated on a daily basis. So all of our events, forthcoming times, details, and a little bit of chitter chatter of photos of everything that we do, prices, is all down there. We twitter.com/JillsGirls. We have a shop on the vintagevictory.com website, which has everything vintage on it, and we are obviously a shop. I want to say as well, our things are new. They aren't aged at all, and they're not handmade by us, although they do have a handmade look to them.
Yeah.
So that we're often asked that if we make the things ourselves. And the email address is jillsgirls@yahoo.co.uk.
And that's Jill with a G.
Jill with a G. Well, I have to say, thank you, Sarah and Sue. Thank you so much for coming into Phoenix. I hope you. I hope I haven't scared you away too much, so that maybe you'll come back. Oh yeah, what, Sarah?
Sorry,
you can just interrupt
can
me.
I just,
feel
can
free.
Can I just add?
Not all of my guests are this polite. I wish.
We've got a special offer.
Just about the parties as well. We give away stuff. We give the host a present. One of our very popular items is the Koya mats that we sell, and they're very bright, very funky, very happy mats to have at the front of your house, and that's worth just £19. But you can get that free, for instance, if you invite approximately 20 guests. Otherwise, if there's a few less, then we can give something like a cushion worth something in the value of £15. So you get a free gift. We also bring British wine or handmade cakes. Very often they're handmade by us as well, just to get
the
party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I might
just
have to
get the party
donate
going.
Some of my gluten-free cakes, if you like them. I could give you a sample, and then you could see if you want to take them. Before long, you'll get someone that requests that. More and more people are being diagnosed celiac now. Mm. But anyway, sorry, that's a different subject. But you know what I'm like.
Sorry, because we're on here and it's a special day for us, we'd like to give away a bit more. So if anybody would like to book a party, get in touch with us via email or Facebook,
and we will guarantee that we'll discount the host's order by 20%, as well as the gifts and the cakes / wine.
If they can just say the words Diamond Jubilee on their email, we know that they've...
Diamond, and how long does that offer last, Diamond Jubilee?
Say to the end of the month. If they put that
the
down
end of
and,
March.
And say
the
that they've,
March.
They've
Diamond
heard
Jubilee.
Us on this radio program.
And they must say, you must state that you heard Sue and Sarah on Phoenix. Lovely. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about Jill's Girls.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby. Fantastic to have you in the local area.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and 30 in the roadworks area. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Traffic light failure on the Brook Street in Brook Street at the Maskells Lane junction here in Brentwood. Ongar Road is now slow southbound at the A1023 High Street junction. Slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navendon between the A127 South End Arterial Road junction and the Cranfield Park Road junction. And slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Also affecting the Baddo Road at the Army and Navy as well. More travel in about half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You buy one, you get one free.
Oh no, turn it off.
I said you buy one, you get one free.
Oh, it's that horrible man from Safe Style UK.
He's horrible.
Horrible.
You buy one.
I don't know why they use him.
Horrible.
You get one free.
Oh, horrible.
Mind you, it's a good offer.
Apparently, if you buy one window or door, you get one free. It's very good.
And they make him do it, you know.
Yes, I heard he's a vicar in real life.
Oh man.
Get a free quote, free fitting and a free window or door with everyone you buy. See safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107.
Safestyle UK. I'm talking about the soul inside, every thought and word and deed. We're running and we don't look back. Some people never see the light. Every
Creatures Australia. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 here on Phoenix at 98 FM. A massive thank you to Jules Girls, and they also want to thank everyone that supported them so far, especially their family over in Canvey Island as well.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday the 15th of March at 7:45 p.m, the Brentwood Museum Society are holding History of English Medieval Stained Glass. This is a talk by Nigel Swift, and it will take place at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road. It's just £3 to go along. If you need to know more details, you can call 01277 212 142, or you can get all of those details again on the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Some people might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. You're so kind. You want more money, of course I don't mind. To buy nuclear textbooks for atomic rhymes. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing society's got. I'm going underground,
going underground.
What if the brass bands play up and start to pound? Going underground,
going underground.
What if the boys all sing or let the boys all shout for tomorrow? Get some pleasure out of hate me. I've been enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. As it lies, what you're down.